Vayedaber Elikim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. Elikim, the Midas Hadin, is Mizgala to Moshe, and he tells him that the Emes Ani Hashem, that it's really Midas Arachamim. Really, Tomin in the Din is Rachamim. Vo'era El Avram Al Yitzchak Al Yaakov Bekel Shakai, Ob Rishmi Hashem Loi Noidati Lehem. The shame Kel Shakai is Sha'omer Loilomai Dai. The way the Eibishter created the Welt, the Teva, the Tzimtzum, Sha'omer Loilomai Dai. The Ovis were holding on that much Rega, that they went with the Anhog of the Oilom, of Midas Hadin, of Omer Loilomai Dai. But now that there needs a Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Emes, the Matzav was that they were supposed to be in Golas for 400 years, and it's not Be'ito, it's not 400 years, and it's not that the royal lekach, because the Be'emes and the Memtes Shari Tumo, so it requires a Gevaldik and Midas Harachamim, or a Kfitza, to jump out of the Matzav that they're in, and that requires Takadis Galas of Midas Harachim of Yudkei Vavke. That's what the Eibishter is saying. That now it requires a Bazundra Gilu of Yudkei Vavke. The Chidah brings, it says, Vayedaber Elikim, that it's a Rosh HaTevis, Elikim is Amarta Loma Harayosa Moshe Rabbeinu. You said Loma Harayosa, Oyvazo Yehoshua Machnison. It's a Rosh HaTevis. That you were misloined, and that's where it already is in B'shoirish, that it's going to be that Yeshua is going to be Machnison. He also brings the Chidah that it says, Kel Shakai, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the last letter, Mem, Kuf Beis, of the letters of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, in Atbash, is Shakai. That's the remez, the obvious is by Shakai. He also brings the Chidah that Vo'era is Gematria Yitzchok. Vo'era is Rosh HaTevis. V'tomid ani roya afroy. The Eibishter always sees afrishal Yitzchok, and in the schus of Yitzchok comes Sai Geulas Mitzrayim, and Bechlal Geulas Sida, it's Tomun and Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Gematria Nachamu Nachamu. Sai, the original Geula, the Geulas Sida, is Tomun and Yitzchok. And it's brought down, you know, there's a pasuk, it says, Asher Koras as Avraham Ushvuasoi Li Yitzchok. In Tehillim it says, in Kapitel Kofhei, which is a kapitel that talks about Richus, about the market, there's two kapitel of Tehillim, kapitel Ayin Ches, and kapitel Kofhei was Asach, was we can read in Dorten, wegen the Esser Makis. But the pasuk, it says, Asher Koras as Avraham Ushvuasoi Li Yitzchok. In Divrei Ayomim, there's a similar parsha over there, it says, Asher Koras as Avraham Ushvuasoi Li Yitzchok. So I saw the Ben Ishchai brings, Yitzchok is 210. Yitzchok is 420. It was supposed to be Yitzchok. And he brings that sin, the difference between the sin and the tzadi. Sin is lashon rach. The tzadi is more mudgash. When you have to say a tzadi, it's more with more emphasis. So it was supposed to be Yitzchok. It was supposed to be Barach, and it was supposed to be 420 years. Over Vibalt, it was the Shibu, the Maimorus Chayev, it was Beloshon Chazok, it was Yitzchok. So instead it was only Yitzchok 210. State the Arba Lashonis of Geula, Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, Vibaalti, Vimakachti, and there's really a fifth Lashon, Vehivesi. The Orachayim HaKadosh asks, it says Vehivesi, there was Avtocha, Lamaisa, the door of the Midbar didn't go in. It was one of the Avtochas, it was the fifth Avtocha, Vehivesi. He says there was a Tanai, after Vimakachti, it says Vyadatim, Ki Ani Hashem. So Kefelt, we're talking about the Dordea, but there was the Chet, Chet Ego, Chet Muraglan. There was a Kefelt in Viedatim Ki Ani Hashem. Falter up the Haftocha Veivesi Eschem. Veivesi Eschem was Musne in Viedatim, and that's why there's Arba Lashonis of Gula. There's Arba Koises, but Emes there's a fifth Kois, Keneged the Veivesi. It's brought down from the Goyim. The Goyim says that really the Arba Lashonis of Gula. I don't understand what the Goyim means, but that's what he says. The Makor of Arba Lashonis of Gula. It's also Yerushalmi in the 10th paragraph of Psochem, Rashi, the Rashbam, bring it over there. It's also Medrash. And it says the Arba Lashonis of Geula, the Goyin says that the Arba Lashonis of Geula are Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, and Vigoalti. So he's like the Goyin. Tzveimol Vigoalti, not Vulakafti. It doesn't say Vigoalti Tzveimol. That's what the Goyin says. I, Frek the Goyin, Shteit Iberal, and the Medrash, and the Yerushalmi, in all the places it says Vulakafti. Zok the Goyin in all the places it's the Toysat Fus. It's really Vigoalti, Vigoalti. Vikem and Dingen after going. You have Rayas from Rashi, the Rashbam, the Medrash. He says it's a Toyas at first. Oh, but I found the Rishon, I like the going. Vigifitman Arishon, I like the going. The Balaturim says, Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, is Gematria, Velo Yifrois Adam, Bipachas Mi'ar, Vikoises Shalyayim. The Gematria gate of Vilakachti, Nishmi Vigalti, Svevo. The Gematria, Yemen is Shepherd. That's also the emes why it's supposed to be Yayim. In fact, why Arba Koises Shalyayim? Why not Arba Koises Shalmayim? Under. So there's a lot of Torah. Yayim is Misrabin Simcha when it goes from 1 to 2 to 3. It's not just another Kois, it's Ribu Simcha. Aber like the gematria is oichet the yain. Aber the part of it's oichet amakar, and it's like the goy. State weiter, the Eberster tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's supposed to be mavasar on the gula, but the Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hey bnei Yisrael, lo shamu elai, the eich yishma'eni parot." So Rashi says, "Ze echad me'asora kal v'choymer shebetoyer." Frechtach hakasha on this kal v'choymer. It's a kal v'choymer pirchi because it says meforish v'lo yishamu al Moshe. Mikoytzer ruach and avoid the kosher. It says the reason the Klal Yisrael didn't listen is because of the koytzer ruach and avoid the kosher. By Pari, there's no koytzer ruach and avoid the kosher, so there's a pircha to the kal v'chaymer. So one shot I saw is the emes the yidden knew that they're supposed to go out after 400 years. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is being mavas to them that they're going to go out after 210 because of the koyshi yashibut kiyudua. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, you know why you're going to go out early? I know you know it's supposed to be 400 years, but there was koitzer ruach, there was avoid the kosher, and that's the reason why you're going to go out earlier. And the pasuk is saying, "V'loy shamu el Moshe mikoitzer ruach amay avoid the kosher." They didn't want to accept this hesber that it's because of the koitzer ruach and avoid the kosher. They didn't want to accept that hesber. That's what the niggun of the words mean. Another pshat I saw brought down from Jameson Ibishitz that avoid the kosher is avoid the zora. Avoid the zora. They were in the Nem Tashari Tumav avoid the zora. V'loy shamu el Moshe because they were Shakua in Avoy the Zorah. Is what was the Awakasha? Awakasha was, it's not a Kabachoim, it's a Paroi. The Yidden are working hard. Paroi's not working hard. The Paroi says, no, Avoy the Kosha means Avoy the Zorah. Paroi is a shtick Avoy the Zorah. It's the Vada the Kabachoim again. If the Yidden, because of the Avoy the Kosha, the Avoy the Zorah, weren't Makabal Zichr, the Klal Yisrael is not going to, the Paroi is also not going to listen because of the Avoy the Kosha. State, a ganze Parsha da wegen the who Moshe and Aaron is, but the Parsha starts off, Vayadab Hashem al Moshe val Aaron. Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael. Yerushalmi brings in Rosh Hashanah. What's this Vayitzaveim? Poshet Pshat, he was mitzaveh to be mevaser, the geula, to back to all Yisrael, to start the process. But the Yerushalmi darshans Vayitzaveim, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he taught them the parash of Shiluach Avodim. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichas Moshe brings, Shteito Adherher, that Klal Yisrael is now being mevaser about going out from Avdus. That's the time to be mitzaveh them on parash of Shiluach Avodim. When a person has his iris that he's makir, what it means to be an Evid, what it means to be nishlach from Avdus, that's the time not to wait, because an iris could right away be pogged toikfoy. You have it right away loses its utzma, its power, its emphasis. So right now, when they're being misbasar about the gula, vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael, now is the time to be misavim them about parshas shiluach avodim. Now the Torah is ma'arich over here about the yichus of Aaron, of Moshe and Aaron, but it starts from Ruvein. So Rashi brings because it started really from the Ebrister goes through Ruvein, Shimon, to Levi. Another pshat is because they were the ones that Bishas Misas Yaakov were kinterim Yaakov, and he wasn't giving them a bracha. So now to show them Laharish Shechashuvimei. But the Kliyoka brings that Kipshut that the Ebrister was looking for a Mavasar of the Geula, a Goyal, a Mavasar and a Goyal. So he's looking first by Ruvein, then by Shimon, till he found by Levi. And he brings that it says Taked and Moshe Rabbeinu that the Ebrister wanted that the Geula and also the Mount Torah should end up being the Ebrister gave a raisa tlisa, which is Torah Neviim Ksuvim, le al yedei le am tlisa, which means koyin levi Yisrael, al yedei tlisa, which is Moshe, because Miriam Aaron Moshe Rabbeinu was shlishi labeten, v'yoyim tlisa, it was the third day of the prisha, v'yarcha tlisa, the third month of Sivan. Everything is shloisha. Now it's interesting though that one of the things of shloisha is that it's Moshe Rabbeinu that was shlishi labeten. It's shver from here when we spoke last week. It says, according to some of the Rishonim, that when Amram was Megarash Yecheved, she went and married Al Yitzofan Ben Tarnach, and it was Noilat Eldor and Megav from Yecheved, and they were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers, Min Ha'ein. Lefizem, Moshe Rabbeinu was not Shlishi Labetin. Okay, it's not going like that. Why is the purpose of the Torah being so marach about the Yichus of Moshe and Aaron over here? I saw a pshat, and this is based on the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says in Chulin, Moshe min atayra minayin, Chulin daf kuflam etes, the famous Gemara, there's four people the Gemara talks about. Mordecha, Esther, Haman, and Moshe. Min atayra minayin, I know four, we're going to talk about Moshe. The other three is a sugya from Purim, because from all three. It's interesting. You have to know why the Torah, what's pshat in that Gemara that was under. Aber Moshe and Atayr Minai. Shenemer b'shagam hu basar. V'hoyu yom of Me'ev Esrim b'shagam. B'shagam is gematria Moshe. B'shagam hu basar. V'hoyu yom of Me'ev Esrim. What it's trying to bring out, and that's the oimik of this Gemara, and that's pshat in this parasha also, is that by Klal Yisrael, the manik, the god Lador, is a human being. La'afukei by Shar Umois, that we know that by them they have musogim that it's an aloha and it's bechlal, he becomes a shtika lahus. It's by Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, this is his father, this is his mother, this is his yichus. He's a regular person. We spoke this out once. It's in the brought down in the Igris Moshe Chelik Ches, Moir de Kemaisa, that in. When by Moshe Feinstein, there was a person who was mamash on his deathbed, and he called over the Chevra Kaddisha, and he was mevasad, and he had a chaloyim that he spoke bezilzel about Benois Loit, that they called their children Moyav, Me'ovi, and he spoke about them bezilzel, and he said that they came to him in a chaloyim, the Benois Loit, and they said that the reason that they did it is because they wanted a shtelavek, that people should realize that it's Me'ovi, they shouldn't think that it's ki'ilu, gevorn from Shemayim, like, there are other dosois ba'olam that have that basis of an amuna, and that's the reason why they did it. And then the person was nifter. And the Ramosh, they said it's brought down. The Ramosh was nespol that there was a gilui from the benois loit alein pshat. But it's the same yisoid that the Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Moshe Rabbeinu shebedor, is a human being. He has a father. He has a mother. That's the pshat. What's shelling avek in this parasha? State also like an Aroin that Aroin married Elisheva bas Aminadov achois nachshon loy leisha. The Gemara says in Zvachim that Elisheva was very miyuchas. Her husband was Aaron. Her shvager was Moshe Rabbeinu. Her shver was Amram. For now, the Gemara explains all the yichas that Elisheva had. But it says that Aaron was Elisheva bas Aminadav achois nachshin. The Gemara runs out from here. The Gemara of Basra, Daf Kuf Yud. It's also part of Yesh Noichlin. Some people start Yesh Noichlin and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel. And Daf Kuf Yud and Yesh Noichlin. The Gemara runs out from here. Why does it say achois nachshin? Mikan lenoise isha shetzorich yivdek ba'achil. Tamar Shosh tells, there's a lot of places in the Torah where it says achois. Achois tuval kayin namo, batikach mirim haynevi achois arayin, rivka bas besuol arami achois lovan. There's a lot of places. Why is bas da punkt, the Gemara darshins, a makar that a person's supposed to be yivdek ba'achil? So the Tamar Shosh answers, first of all, he says, it's only a diyak when it also says the father's name. When it says the father's name, basa minodet, and also is moisev achois nachshin, then it's oimer darshin. When it only says achois, achois tuval kayinam, and then it's not a kasha. Some of the other ones are still shver, and the Marshal goes through them. They say by Lovan could be, yeah, there also there was a Yivdek Bachel, it's a Gevarna Esav, it's a Gevena Yaakov, but there was also an Esav. And the Marshal is going through the various places when it's shver. I saw brought down, there's a, the day where we said before, why we dachted Darshan over here, Odom hanoise isha tzorek livdek ba'achel, is gematria achois nachshe loyle isha. It's vital. It's to the past. Over here we darshan it, and not on the other achoyos. But let's talk it to the past over here. Who Aaron and Moshe? We're now being introduced to Aaron. Moshe is Rashi brings Yesh Makoyim Eshemakdim Aaron le Moshe. The Yesh Makoyim Eshemakdim Moshe le Aaron. Loi Malacha Sheshkulim. Now it's interesting. In this Rashi Gufa, Rashi's Makdim Aaron to Moshe. Yesh Makoyim Eshemakdim Aaron le Moshe. The Yesh Makoyim Eshemakdim Moshe le Aaron. Dolein is Aaron first. Rabbi Bechai is more marach of the Indian. He says that Aaron was gadol mi Moshe in Shonim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was gadol b'nevua. Also, Aaron was gadol in speaking. Moshe Rabbeinu was kvad peh. It's a moira de kediyak. Why taka? There's two psukim one after the other. It says, Hu Aaron hu Moshe asher omra l'Hashem lehem ahoytiz b'nei Yisrael. And the heim amadabram el paroi hu Moshe v'Aaron. So the kliyokar, the flaw, they say that's nduyak rav. We want to say that the shkulim. So the Erste Pasuk that's talking about the Nevuah, who Aaron and Moshe, that Hashem spoke to them, and Moshe Rabbeinu be'etzem we would think is bigger than Nevuah, and it is, it's going to be a good Karimuna. It says Aaron first, to show Shkulim name. And Fakert, when they're speaking to Parah, the next Pasuk, Hema Medavim El Parah, one would have thought that Aaron is Gadol, because he's the one that's able to speak clear. Do Dav Kishteik Moshe before Aaron. In each Chelek it's showing the Ibrahim Estabra Shevedover, that Aaron and Moshe should Shkulim name. We have in the Ushpizin on Sukkis, there's the Machlekes in the Seder Advarim, according to Alpi Kabbalah, when it's going with the spheres of Chesed Gevura, so then Avad, it's Moshe is Netzach, and then afterwards Aaron is Hoyd. And then Yosef first comes afterwards, even though chronologically Yosef is before, but Yosef is Yisoy. which is afterwards, in the Seder of the Spheres. But according to the Shittas that don't go like that, and they go LP the Seder chronological, and Yosef comes first, so I never understood why Moshe is before Aaron. Aaron was older than Moshe. Why in that Shita of the Seder of the Spheres, and why is Moshe called him to Aaron? There's one day that it's Taka Mamonashev, there's a Moshe Aaron, there's also a Moshe Yosef, there's different days. My dog, Malchus is already back, it's clear, but you have to know why in the Seder of the Yashpiz and it goes like that. You state that the Abish was speaking to Moshe and he says, Vani Akshe Eslev Paroi. What does it mean, Vani Akshe Eslev Paroi? So the Chofetz Chaim explains, Be'emes, the Yetzahara always could be overpowering a person. Nor il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi, lo yocholoi. So normally there's a siyata d'shmaya, that v'ani akshes leif parei is that Hashem's taking away that extra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Messiah. The emes, he still could have done shuvah. It doesn't mean that it was totally impossible. Nor by every person be'etzem, it's shver without the il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi. The v'ani akshes leif parei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi. I saw a different mahalach from Rabbi Itzel Mivoloshin. He says that be'emes, when the Eivistan wants to be ma'ir a person, so sometimes he brings on him Yisurim. And the Yisurim is what tells him to be Choyzer B'tshuva. Va'ani Akshe, Va'achbet as Leif Parai, is the Eivistan gave him a Koyach Sevel for the Yisurim. Azoy, a normal person after a Yivist, a Darag of Sevel, would already come to that Korach B'tshuva. The Va'ani Akshe is that he gave him a lot of Koyach Sevel to be Sevel all the Yisurim of all the Makis, which is the whole Sugya that's coming to him. The Pasuk says, Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana, the Aaron ben Shalish Shmoinim Shana ba'omdam lefnei Paro. There's a Moritik Estel. The Achroyim ask, Moshe Rabbeinu here is standing in front of Paroi when he's 80 years old, as I state in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says also that Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar for 40 years. Bnei Yisrael lachlo samon arboim shana. It also says that Moshe Rabbeinu Mefurish Pasuk was 120 when he was Nifter. There's a year missing. When Moshe Rabbeinu was standing here with Nei Pari, this is before all the Makkos. And it says that he was 80 years old. And the Seder of the Makkos, there's a Machloikis, how to work out, that there's a whole Arichas, how to work out exactly how long each Makkah took and how much space was in between. Oh, but the Mishnah says in India, Gezeiris Dor HaMitzrayim, Yud Beis Chodesh. There's a lot of Shittas in how to work out the Cheshbon of when the Makkos happened, the chronological dates. But it says it was Yud Beis Chodesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu is 80 when it's starting this whole story. Then there's another year. Then there's 40 years in the Midbar. It's 121. And it says, V'me'ev Eshem Shana lo'ichi ayoy. Rabbi Yankiv Emden in the Hagoyis and Zvochim Dav Kuf Yud Ches says that the Yidden were only in the Midbar for 39 years. And it's rounded off. Sfiris Oimer is rounded off to 50. Shivim Nofesh is rounded off to 70. It's 39 years. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuva learns that Moshe Rabbeinu was only 79. He was in his 80th year. We spoke about this concept other time. That he's entering his 80th year. He was 79 when he was on the Mufnei Parah. I saw other Achrayim want to start making a cheshbon that the Makkos Taka didn't take that long. And Faker, this isn't. They say this is. They bring a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Zayin Adar standing in front of Parah, which is Zayin Adar Aleph. And it was an Ibriyar that year, which there's rise to. And the Makkos took place in that Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, up till Yud Dalud Nisan. And the Mishnah says in Egypt, it was Yud Beis Chodesh. So those are the two Mahalchim that you can say. Either he was 79, or they were 39 years in the Midbar. Machloek is Achroin, or Yaakov Emden, Sam Sofer. Then Amos is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Yadavar Aleichem Paroi, Tenu Lechem Moifes. So this is what you should do, you should make a Moifes. The Noam Elimelech says, and Moira the Kediak, Tnu Lachem Moifes. You know, Mitzrayim is full of a place that everyone does Kishif. Of all the Kishif Machers in Mitzrayim, they all know the secrets, how it's done. When the Kishif Macher does his Kishif, he's not in the spoil. He knows the trick behind the whatever he's doing. Moshe and Aaron are being sent in to show that they really come from the Rabbi Shalom, and Harry is saying, not Tnu Lonu Moifes. Tnu lachem moifes. Do something that you yourself are going to be disqualified from. That I'm going to chap. That it's not a shtick that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to chap to do. It's the Rabbi Shlomo doing it. Tnu lachem moifes. Machda zachmas Do a leivus nispal. Then I'll be my mentaka that's the Rabbi Nishlem. Now we know that by the Mitzriim they were able to do kishif. Now kishif works that it's a dimyan. Be'emes, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin, the Gemara makes a diyak. Sometimes it says, Vayasu Chartumen Mitzrayim, Bilahateyim, and sometimes it says, Bilateyim. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains what's the chiluk between Lahateyim and Lateyim. And the Gemara says the chiluk is if it's kishif or shedim. And there's a whole arichas on this. Well, one or two nakudis, the Beis Halevi talks about it, the Marshova there in Sanhedrin. The Beis Halevi explains that the chiluk between kishif and shedim, kishif turns one thing into another thing, bidimyan. One thing looks like something else. Shadim brings something from somewhere else. So he says, the nochash turned into a mate, that was kishif. Bidimyan, it looked like a mate. It looked like a nochash, looked like a mate. Dam and tzvardeya, you can't do with kishif. Because kishif is only dimyan, and the dimyan, when it's in water, turns back to its real mitzvahs. So there they had to do it with shadim. So they made dam, they brought dam from somewhere else, they brought tzvardeya from somewhere else. It came to kinim. Kinim, they're ready, they said, etzpe likim. Etzpe is Rosh HaTevis, ein sarach oid b'dika. Ein sarach b'dika oid. Etzpe likim. They saw, why? So the pshat is, they couldn't do shadim, because shadim doesn't work on something less than a sa'ayur. Frektim arshov, let them do kishif. Frektim arshov, let them do kishif. So the Marsha says, "Vice to vice, not everything can be done with kishif." It's not clear what he answers. The moikin yachal libri oylam chodesh. So I want to make a cheshbon like this. First of all, state va'amata asher nepach l'nochash tikach v'idecha. The Eibush says, "Take the mate that you turned into a nochash and take it now and hit the mayim to make dam." So there's a pshat from the Margolius Hayam. You know, Avada was the biggest pilot that the mate ate the other matas. Avada, but there's a pshat to say that really it was a nochash. Not really, it was a matah. I mean, we know really it was a matah. But you could have thought that really it was a nochash. And Avada Moshe Rabbeinu turned it into a matah, bidimyan. And then when he came in front of Parik, turned it into a nochash, bidimyan. What do you fardin? It's less of a nes, because even though as a matah, it ate the other matas, but if it was really a nochash, we can understand what it means, it's eating the other matas. Zokta Ebrishta, take that same matah now and hit the water. Hamata sher nepach l'nochash yena matah, that he's saying is really a nochash, and that's what? Now hit the water. On Mayim, kishif turns back into its real thing. If it was really a nochash, it would turn back into a nochash now. When it hits the water, it's mezgala back that it was really a mata, and it's magdil the neis that the mata ate, it was a mata that ate the other mata. But now we'll go to the next step. We're coming to the kinim. So the Marsha asked, why didn't they do kinim? Why couldn't the chartumim do kinim? Shadim is not shoylet on a dover pachas mikasar. You can't be mavrim, mokam, lamokim, pachas mikasar. But do it with kishif. So the Marsha says, you can't do everything with kishif. The Chizkuni says that the reason the Mitzriim couldn't do kishif is because when Moshe Rabbeinu made it into kinim, so the whole offer turned into kinim. And he says there's another rule in kishif. We said kishif doesn't work in water. Kishif only works if you're attached to the ground. Kishif only works when you're on the ground. The offer turned into kinim. So they weren't able to do kishif because they're not on the ground. So why are they so nispal for Moshe Rabbeinu? They were nispal Moshe Rabbeinu, etzpa lekim. When Moshe Rabbeinu made the kingdom, they were still standing on the ground. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it with kishif. Dam and tzvardeya, maybe they did with shade. And kingdom, maybe they did with kishif. The chatumim can't do it because they're not standing on the ground anymore. But why? What's the hispilus of Moshe Rabbeinu? Zog echazei. If Moshe Rabbeinu's kingdom was done with kishif, then it's really only dinyan. It's not really kingdom. It's really still off. It's only dinyan. Besides, they're still with the feet on the ground. So there's no reason they shouldn't be able to do kinim. From the fact that they're not able to do kinim, they would just fall. And it's a moira de kediyak in the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'lo yochlo achartumim lasois, and then they said etz velikim. The hispilus of etz velikim was not because Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Moshe Rabbeinu did it, maybe he was doing kishif. Over v'lo yochlo achartumim, they weren't able to do it. Hamad de gechapta, this is not dimin, this is real kinim, because it's not on the ground anymore. So from the v'lo yochlo achartumim lasois, that's what they chapped on, the spilus of Ayoimer, Etzbelikimi, Ain Sarach Bdikoi, they chapped on that it's Etzbelikim. Tzvardeya, in Perek Shira, the Tzvardeya's Shira is Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Eloilim Void. Tzvardeya, my wife, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Eloilim Void. Tzvardeya made a Kiddush Hashem. Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Eloilim Void. Yom Kaddish Shem Shemai, Eloilim Void. That's the Gemara Psochim, Daf Nun Gimel. Ma'aroch, Hananya, Mishol, Vazario, Shemos Ratzma, Malchus Hashem. Nosel Kavachoymer, Mitzvardeya. Ma Tzvardeya, She'em Mitzvah Al Kiddush Hashem. And it was Bo Betan Recho of Mishari Secho. That's what Hanani Mishol Vazari learned out the Kalvachim. So that was the Kiddush Hashem of the Tzvardei. Then it's a Shvera Gemara. The Rishonim asked, why did Hanani Mishol Vazari need a Yalfusa from the Tzvardei? First of all, it's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Yarek Val Yavar. Second of all, it was Befarhesia. Befarhesia is Yarek Val Yavar. As I fricked, Toysis over there. Toysis wants to learn that by Hanani Mishol Vazari, it wasn't really Avodah Zarah, it was an Andarta, it was Tam Zecher Ba'alma, L'chvoid Nebuchadnezzar, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. And Avod became a big Chiddush that there was still a Yarek Vayavar. You have to know why, Tak. It's a Gansu Sugim, Achleikas Rishonim, what was the Yalfusa from the Kiddush Hashem of the Tzvardei. The Medrash says that there was a Melchama between Kush and Mitzrayim. For many years, Kush and Mitzrayim had a border dispute. And it wasn't clear where the Gvul of Mitzrayim was, between Mitzrayim and Kush. Zot the Medrash, until it came back as Tzvardei. It says, Vatal at Tzvardei, Vatachas as Eretz Mitzrayim. The Tzvardei went on Eretz Mitzrayim, not in Goshen, and in Eretz Mitzrayim. And then it was clear, razor thin clear, exactly where the Gvul of Mitzrayim is, and where Kush starts and where Mitzrayim ends, because that's where the Tzvardei didn't go by Kush. Shteitz, Gvin Adin, Vatachas as Eretz Mitzrayim. And it was in this gala, there was no more border dispute anymore. As I state in the Medrash. There's another Medrash. I saw the Medrash says that there was a border dispute between Mitzrayim and Kush. And they didn't know where the border was. Until it came Makas Arbe. And by Arbe it says, Vatachas, Seinu Oretz of Mitzrayim. And Vibal, there by Makas Arbe was in this gala, where the border is between Kush and Mitzrayim. So it's a steer in the Medrash. Mechari, the border dispute was already Hukhra a few months, if you know the Cheshbon earlier. So I saw Teretz brought down, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, we mentioned this capital Tehillim, Kufhei. There's a Pasuk there, Vayach Gaflam Usein Nosam, Vayeshaber Eitz Gvulam, which is going on the Borod. It was Vayach Gaflam Usein Nosam, Vayeshaber Eitz Gvulam. The border, the wooden border, got broken down from the Borod. So after the Borod, the border went away, it was Vaitis Rikakum in the Machloikis. It's not only by the Arabs given Achra. State by the Oroi. The Gamo Adoma Shurheim Aleo. So it's brought down from the Goin. What does it mean, the Gamo Adoma Shurheim Aleo? The Goin says, why did it have to come with the dirt? He brings this one Chaya called the Yedoini, which is a chaya that's really attached to the ground, and it's yoinik from its chiyas, from the ground. It's something in between a tzoymeach and a chay. And it needs its chiyas to come from the ground. Bemis, there's a makar for this. The Mishnah Klayim says, Klayim perakches Mishnah Hei, the Mishnah says that there's something called an adnei asode. And the adnei asode, the Bar Tanura also brings down, it's a yidoini, which is mechubar b'tibura l'chevel min ayotzim l'horetz. The Bar Tanura there brings and claim that this chaya has the tzur of a person, it has yadayim and raglayim, and anyone that comes close to it, it's able to kill, and the only way to kill it is to send chitzim to its chevel when it's attached to the ground, and that's the way to kill the yadayim. That's what the Bar Tanura says there. The Yochin Ubayaz there has a different shot. He says, Adnei Asode is, it's a long word there, but I think it says orangutan. Min koif godol v'koima v'tzuras odom, Rakshas Ra'isa Varuchim Magim at Birkov, Malamda Moisi Lachdad Eitzim Velisha Yvmayim, Lilbosh Begodim, Kiben Oda Mamish, Ulahosi Valashulchon Velechel Bakath Vesakin of his Mazleg, Uvesmanenu Enoi Motsui, Rak Biyaris Gedoilish of Emsa Africa. In this man it's there, in this manenu it's not. The Pasuk says, Vayhi Esav Ish Yoidei Yitzayid Ish Sodeh. The Goin says, what does it mean, Esav? Was a Yedeya Tzayid Ish Sodeh. The guy who reads the Pasuk, he was a Yedeya Tzayid Ish Sodeh. Esav was a Yedeya to be Tzod, the Ish Sodeh. This Chayid, the Yedoini, according to the Bar Tanura, is an Ish Sodeh. Esav was Yedeya Tzayid Ish Sodeh. He knew how to be Tzod, the Ish Sodeh. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Hei, Omar vayovay oroiv, kinem b'chol gvulam. Omar vayovay oroiv, kinem b'chol gvulam. It's the wrong order. First it says oroiv and then kinem. And b'emes there's another capital. We said an ayin ches. In capital ayin ches also, it says yishlach b'hem oroiv v'yoichleim u'tzvardeya v'atashchisam. It says tzvardeya v'afgut. In kufay it says oroiv and then kinem, and then in ayin ches it says oroiv and then tzvardeya. There's a pshat from the Dubna Magid. He gives a moshul. He says there was once a very rich person that made a chasda for his bas yechida. He made a very fancy wedding. And then he made a gansa every day, a gansa matzav of a sheva brachas. And every day he invited different people to the sheva brachas. One time he invited all his mishpacha. A different time was for all the aniyei ha'ir. A different time was for all the rabbonim. A different time was for all the askonim. And one of the waiters came over to someone and he says, you were here 2 nights ago. He says, what's that? He says, I'm tzveidin. I'm also from the Askonim, and I'm also from the Mishpocha, from the Aniyim, whatever. Chob Tzveidinim, though. That's the Pshayir also. In the Oroid came all kind of chais, given Oichet Kinim, given Oichet Tzvardeya. Oh, but they came Oroid. In the Oroid, it was the Oichet given, it's given Tzveimol, Tzveidinim. State by the Dever, Mimikne Yisrael, Loi Meis Ad Echad. Now, there's a steer in the Pesukim. In Pasuk Vav, it says, Umimikne b'nei Yisrael loy meis echad. In Pasuk Zayin it says loy meis mimikne Yisrael ad echad. So one did die. Who's the one? Zok the Goyim. The Megadeth was a ben Isha Yisraelis and Ish Mitzri. His father was a Mitzri, his mother was an Israelis. The Ramban brings that before Matan Torah, the Ramban in Parshas Emor by the Megadeth, that before Matan Torah, the Yichus went based on the father, and therefore this Megadeth has a din of a Mitzri. And Taka, this Megadeth, his behemoth died. Nor Paroi thought that we're going already like it's after Matan Torah, that it's Klal Yisrael, that in Klal Yisrael we go with based on the mother, and he sees that this Megadeth, whose mother is a Yid, and his behemoth died. So Pari said, I'm not a spoil! Like we said, one year, everyone, all the Mitzrayim died. What was good? Is that an idiot? Also, I robbed the ganze geshaft, I roist this spilus, because mimik Yisrael ad echad. And the emesis, the reason why he did is like the Ramban is learning, the precious Drachim brings this Ramban, Bariches, when he handles the famous Shaila, if the Klai was the Navir or a God, he brings the Ramban, that brings the Chachmei Tzorfas, he has steers and then this. Or, but he brings that before Matan Torah, he had a din of a year, and that was the steer if it was Meis Echad or not, that the Megadeths, who was a Ben Ish Yisraelis and an Ish Mitzri, his behemoth did die. The emesis why they died is because it was really he had a din of a Mitzri. Then, Paroi, got the under alum does know that he has a din of a Yid. Hadarois Mishparat, why makes Echad, an Echad, and therefore he wasn't the spot. There's another pshat, what it means, this diak of why makes Echad and why makes Ad Echad, from Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, a pshat based on Arnuna. He says, there's a musig that you had to give tax to Paroi, Maisus, to the Melech. Now the klal was from your behemoths, if you had 50 behemoths, you have to give 5 to the Melech. You have 100, you have to give 10 to the Melech. But you round it off to the nearest 10 down. If you have 45 behemoths, you have to give 4 to the Melech. If you have 49 behemoths, you have to give 4 to the Melech. If you have 50, you have to give 5. Therefore, if someone had an exact number around, 40 animals, 520 animals, 760 animals. They had a round number. So then, one animal would die. Because this person has 50 animals. He's going to have to give 5 to Paroi. And if one's going to die, he's going to have 49 animals. He's not only going to have to give 4 to Paroi. Is the animal dying of Paroi's Tzvegen, of Paroi's Cheshbon? If he has anything between 1 to 9, so then, it's Avzayin Cheshbon. He has 46 animals. He's going to have to give exactly 4 to Paroi. If he's going to have only 45 animals, he might only have to give 4 to Paroi. So the animals may Avzayin Cheshbon, after Yiddish Cheshbon. Then it was Loi Meis Echad. Loi Meis Berur. When was it one die? When he had an exact number, a round number. So then, when the one animal was dying, it's a Paroi of Paroi's Cheshbon. So then it was Taka one did die. That's how the Bishul Leib Diskin wants to make the Cheshbon. State back in the Barad, Ani sheleach es kol magei foisai. Rashi says, Lamadu mikan shemakas b'choyrois shekula keneged kol hamakas. And ala mutrin, what's meant Rashi? Melamed shemakas b'choyrois is shekul keneged all the makas. What is makas b'choyrois? We're talking about borad. So, some say because b'tzachadash be'achav, so borad starts the remes for be'achav. Or they want to change the gears. So melamed shemakas b'tzoyrois shekul keneged kulam. Or makas b'choyrois, which is going really on the borad. Aber naniach it's going on the borad. Why is makas borad shakul connected kulam? What's the glick for makas borad? Naniach attack going on borad, not on makas b'chayrus. Makas b'kureis, makas b'tsoyrus. Borad. What's borad? Zok the goyim. There's three koiches that the Eibus is being pereyed from powering. Eish, mayim, and ruach. Bemis, that's the three shiroshim of chetz. Stoim was eish, and mabul was mayim, and the dora floga was beruach, v'yefitzem al panei kol aretz. So that the Eibus is manish with eish, mayim, and ruach. Dam and Svardeya is with Mayim. Arbe is from Ruach. Shchin, Ve'esh. Borad was all three, Kiyadua. Borad is Kol Magi Foyse. It has Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and all the Sugim. So the Ebeste says that he shouldn't leave the Mikne outside. Va'asher lo'isom libo yel dvar Hashem. Va'yazi v'savode v'smikneu basodim. Someone that wasn't Mason Leif. A pellet, the Abrist, we're already up to the 6th, 7th market. The Abrist is saying that anyone that's going to be out is going to get clapped from the borod. And there's a person, a matzav, Hashem, some libi al dvar Hashem, he can design. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmooz, where he says, Hashem, some libi. If a person doesn't have sima slave, Rabbi Yelapian always talks about it, a person could have yediyah, but it's not yediyah b'leiv. He's not mesim leiv, it's not vashivoy se'elu b'vecha. And there's a Aishtrek, I think about the plan says, the merchach between lo yoda to yoda, which is a world of difference, a person that does know, doesn't know, the merchach from yoda to lo yoda, from lo yoda to yoda, it's also that same merchach from yoda, even after it's ye yoda, to vashivoy se'el levavecha, it has to gain a right in the heart, has to mean something to you. If a person is holding Hashem like some liboy, there's no sima slave, sevenish gain. To Santa Ha'ora, this shmuz from Chaim Shmulevitz, it's the middle of a lot of times, he brings all kinds of different marmakines. The title of this shmuz, the way they spelled it avek, was his boyness for parashas Bilam. And he speaks a whole bunch of different things about Bilam. How Bilam wasn't Mason Lake, the Abish to tell him messages, he's not listening, he's listening, but he's not listening. Wasn't Mason Lake. And then he still sued this vart that Ashalai Som Liboy. So I'm going to be moist if he doesn't say it. The Medrash says, Ashalai Som Liboy, sue Bilam. In fact, he Bilam. The Ashalai Som Liboy from the Pasik. The Medrash says it's going on Bilam. So he doesn't buy America. It's the middle of a shmuz vegan bilam, and he still sued this CD also. It's takik given bilam. There was a nishgat sima slave, and nishgiven bashi voice el vavecho is a musar haskum, but I've learned. It's a nishnor genuk, viodato, sephorit zich takik bashi voice el vavecho, which is bechlal, the matar of learning up these sugyas, mas medatsukam, yeah.